The nine-game road trip continues to roll on south of the Grapevine, and tonight, a special treat in store. Coming up next, it's game two of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on a sunny Tuesday night from Lone Mart Field. Joe Gonzalez with you for the eighth game of the road trip, and happy to be with you live at VisaliaRawhide.com. Tonight, the Rawhide will be facing Major League rehabber Joe Kelly, but first, let's recap last night's series opening loss. The Rawhide jumped out to an early 1-0 lead in the first inning thanks to an RBI single from Demetrio Crisantes. Then in the second inning, Visalia tacked on a pair of runs when Angel Ortiz recorded his fourth home run of the season, but the major difference maker in last night's game was an 8-run fourth inning from the Quakes. Despite a 6-strikeout performance in the first 3 innings from Casey Anderson, the Rawhide right-hander allowed 8 runs on 4 hits before he was removed from the game. Following Anderson's departure, it would be enough for the Quakes to hold on to the victory and end up defeating Visalia final score 8-3. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll preview tonight's starting pitchers. We'll go through Joe Kelly's numbers along with Rawhide starter Daniel Nunez, and a little bit later on, we'll catch up with Drew Jones. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for first pitch here at Lone Mart Field. Starting pitcher for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes will be the L.A. Dodger, Joe Kelly, on the mound, making his first appearance since May 5th, where he pitched against the Atlanta Braves. He had just six pitches in that ballgame before he was placed on the IL. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it will be the right-hander Daniel Nunez, who's given up just two earned runs in two appearances. He's making his 12th appearance here in 2024. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll visit with Drew Jones, who was recently named to the MLB Futures game.
Keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, Rawhide fans, we're here with outfielder Drew Jones. Drew, first off, earlier today, named to the 2024 MLB Future Stars game. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. It's supposed to be a fun experience for all the players, so I'm just excited and blessed I was able to get selected for the game.
I want to talk about another top player in there, Tamar Johnson. He was top five in your draft. What is it being able to be named with him as well?
He's one of my best friends from near each other. Grew up playing with him for the most part. So just excited to share that experience with him.
You're one of two players representing the Diamondbacks, Davison De Los Santos, who leads minor league baseball in home runs. What does it mean to be representing the Diamondbacks?
It means a lot to be able to represent the organization. Just to be selected to the game in general is a blessing. So to be able to represent the organization on top of that just makes it even more special.
Last question. The last Diamondbacks outfielder to represent the D-backs was Corbin Carroll back in 2022. Obviously, the reigning National League Rookie of the Year. What does that mean to you?
Hopefully just try to go up on what he's been going on and just trying to enjoy the experience.
Thank you, Drew.
Yep, no problem. Okay, thank you.
Of course.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area.
10 games into the second half of the California League season, and we're all knotted up at first place. It's Lake, it's Visalia, it's Rancho. They're both 6-4, and we got a good game on hand with the Major League rehabber Joe Kelly on the mound tonight for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. It's a matchup between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Visalia enters the ballgame 35-40 overall. Meanwhile, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they're 36-38. Both teams 6-4 here in the second half. Yancel Luis will lead things off for Visalia. Joe Kelly will step on the mound for the first time tonight. And we'll get ready to go here on a Tuesday night. It is the eighth of nine games here on this nine-game road trip. Joe Kelly will step his right foot onto the rubber. Yancel Luis will step both feet in the batter's box. Kelly holds at the belt, and we are officially underway. First pitch is low for ball number one. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. First pitch from Joe Kelly misses downstairs. His second pitch grounded to the right side. It will be backhanded by the first baseman, Cameron Decker. He'll step on first for out number one. A 3-1 ground out to open up this ballgame, and let's talk about Joe Kelly. The 36-year-old right-hander with the LA Dodgers, the 13-year major leaguer, originally drafted to the St. Louis Cardinals in 2012. He spent time with the Cardinals, the Red Sox, White Sox, and LA Dodgers. And now Joe Kelly's pitch on the way is inside. Angel Ortiz having a slide out of the way of that pitch. Joe Kelly last pitched on May 5th against the Atlanta Braves in a ball game where he went a third of an inning. He pitched six pitches in that ball game out in Atlanta before he would be taken out of the ball game and he would be shelved for what's now been about 2 months. Angel Ortiz right up the middle. And a drop in for a one-out base hit, and Visalia has their first hit of the ballgame, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! So it takes two batters for Visalia to get their first hit of the ballgame, and it now brings up Dimitro Crisantes, who you could argue is one of the hottest players for this Rawhide team at the moment. So Joe Kelly will have to work from the stretch for the first time. Here's his pitch, and Crisantes will ground this one up the middle. Chance to turn two, 6-4-3, inning-ending double play, and Joe Kelly faces the minimum in the top of the first inning. One hit, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom one we go, and we'll see starting pitcher Daniel Nunez for the first time today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Minor League Baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for Minor League Baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. So Joe Kelly steps on the mound for five pitches. He faces the minimum, and it sends us to the bottom of the first inning where we'll see Daniel Nunez for the first time in this ballgame. It was Angel Ortiz who tacked on the first hit of the ballgame. And now it will be Oswaldo Osorio who will step up to the plate. First pitch on the way, swung on and missed, 0-1. It'll be Oswaldo Osorio, Jose Mesa, and Jesus Galiz, 1-2-3. To begin things here in the bottom of the first inning, Osorio's pitch is swung on and missed, 0-2. Daniel Nunez comes in at 6'195", the 21-year-old right-hander from Merida, Mexico. I'm trying to sit down Oswaldo Osorio as the first batter that he faces in this ballgame. Nunez will stare down Osorio. Get ready to deal. Here's the kick. And the fire is upstairs for ball one. 1-2. Daniel Nunez has been so good in Visalia here in 2024, making his 11th appearance of the year. His second straight start. He started last Wednesday against the Inland Empire 66ers. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and Osorio is sat down for out number one. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And with that, it'll bring up Jose Mesa to the plate. Just diving a little bit more into the numbers for Daniel Nunez here in 2024, a 0.81 ERA through 22 and a third innings of work. He struck out 30 batters, and he's only walked five. And now a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1 with one away. Jose Mesa on the season batting .244 with a home run and three RBIs. Nunez will stare down Mesa and get ready for the 0-1 pitch. Here's the deal, and that one is a perfectly placed slider that goes in there for a strike, 0-2. Nunez originally signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks on December 13th of 2023. Nunez stares down Mesa once again. 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one's a bit upstairs for a ball. Count is now 1-2. Talk about Nunez in his last outing on June 26th. That was last Wednesday, as I said a moment ago. Four innings of work. It was his longest outing of the year, his longest professional outing. This one sent into right center field. Angel Ortiz is racing backwards at the warning track. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Mesa will go over to second base. He'll hold up there, and it is a one-out double for Rancho in the bottom half of the first inning. Brings up Jesus Galiz to the plate, and with that, we go through the starting lineups for the first time today. Oswaldo Osorio will lead things off at the number one spot. Jose Mesa bats second. The catcher, Jesus Galiz, will bat third, followed by Cameron Decker, the first baseman batting cleanup. Alexander Abuertas will be the third baseman batting five. He'll be followed by Wilman Diaz, the left fielder, batting six. Sean McClain, the shortstop, will bat seven. Samuel Munoz will bat eighth. And then lastly, the center fielder, Juan Alonso, will bat ninth. Galiz will get ready for the pitch as Daniel Nunez stares back at second base. A breaking ball swung on and missed, 0-1. It was a ball game that Visalia won on Wednesday 10-2. As of lately, it's been Caden Grice who has moved into the Wednesday starter role. However, Caden Grice going down with an injury and ultimately being placed on the IL after his last Wednesday start. That pitch is fouled backwards, so the count is now 0-2. Last time we saw Grice on the mound was Wednesday, June 19th. In a game against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Grice had been dealing with some swelling in his throwing arm, and it continued to worsen as the week rolled on. And since then has been sent back to Arizona for some additional scanning. We're hoping Grice is all right and joins the Rawhide soon. As his Galiz gets a piece of it and fouls that one backwards. As a result, quite a bit of transactions have been made as of lately. Since the June 22nd, Cole Roberts got transferred from Visalia to Hillsboro. And then a day after that Tuesday, going into the Inland Empire Series, Caden Grice placed on the IL. Meanwhile, Jorge Mignetti was brought up from the Arizona Complex League. Daniel Nunez's pitch is inside for a ball, and the count is now 1-2. couple other transactions happening as well. Nefi Castillo and Lister Sosa were brought down from Hillsboro, while the Hops played in Vancouver for the week. Nunez's 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball fouled off to the left side. Count will remain 1-2. Nefi Castillo had a pretty good week, batting above 400 during his time out at Inland Empire, including two home runs, a grand slam, and a solo shot. And then Lister Sosa appeared in two games for Visalia in their outing out at Inland Empire. And then entering the week, White Crenshaw being transferred to Visalia from Hillsboro. One ball, two strikes, one away. This ball is lifted into center field. Drew Jones will look up, going back towards the warning track. He'll have enough room to make the grab for out number two. And it will now bring up Cameron Decker to the plate. So quite a bit of transactions there to list out. Two down, and brings up Cameron Decker against Daniel Nunez, who's looking to work a scoreless frame here in the bottom half of the first inning. Talking about Cameron Decker's numbers in 2024, batting .205 through 13 games, making his 14th start of the year, swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1. Cameron Decker so far this year, 8 hits, 5 RBIs. He does have a home run to his name in those 13 games. 0-1 with 2 down. Nunez's pitch is outside for a ball, and the count is now 1-1 with 2 away. Nunez has made 2 appearances against Rancho here in 2024, one on June 5th and one on June 8th. 1-1 with 2 down. Here's the pitch. Foul off to the right side. Those outings in June, the road trip, not here to begin the month. 1-2 with 2 down. Decker looking to give Rancho the lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Nunez looks at second. Here's the deal. Breaking ball outside. Does he go around? He does not. Home plate umpire for today's ball game is Tyler Vandewater. Meanwhile, the first base umpire is Garrett Nelson. Yesterday's umpires, it was Caden Gustafson and Tyler Vandewater. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Nunez's pitch, and that one's outside for ball 3, 3-2. So after being ahead in the count 1-2, Cameron Decker's found a way to fight back in this at-bat. And work a full count with 2 away. We'll see if they decide to put Jose Mesa in motion. Payoff pitch on the way. Lifted into left field. Retreating backwards is Wyatt Crenshaw. He'll backpedal into the warning track in left field and make the grab. And Daniel Nunez gets through the first scoreless. One hit, no runs, no errors, and a runner left at second base. We are through one here at Lone Mart Field. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The rehab stint is over. Joe Kelly, five pitches and done. A ground out to Yancel Luis, a single from Angel Ortiz, Demetrio Crisantes, a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play, and that is all Joe Kelly had to do here at Lone Mart Field on this Tuesday night. So plenty of fans piling in to see Kelly, and they got to see him for all of 5 minutes. So now it'll be Christian Zazueta on the mound for Rancho. It was the original scheduled starter for today's ball game before Joe Kelly was named the starter around noon. We'll go through the numbers for Zazueta here in just a moment. Kenny Castillo uses batter's timeout and step out of the box to reset. There'll be a bullpen game on both sides. Daniel Nunez, along as he'll go, is four. And Kenny Castillo lifts that one into right center field for a base hit. It's the Rawhide's second hit of the ball game. And with that, we'll go through the batting order for the first time tonight. Yancel Luis leads things off playing short, batting first. Angel Ortiz will be the right fielder batting second. Demetrio Crisantes will bat third, playing second base. He'll be followed by the cleanup man, Kenny Castillo. Drew Jones, the center fielder, will bat five, followed by the third baseman, Ruben Santana. Modifi Marte will play over at first base, batting seven. Adrian DeLeon will be the Rawhide DH. And then Wyatt Crenshaw will make his Visalia debut, batting at the number nine spot. Pitch on the way from Zazueta gets past the catcher, Jesus Galiz. And it'll be a wild pitch, putting Kenny Castillo into scoring position. So Drew Jones early in the ball game, the Rawhide RBI leader, will have a chance to get the Rawhide on the board for the second straight game. They'll take the lead. So far on the season, Drew Jones batting .263 with four home runs and 36 RBIs. Zazueta looks at second base. Here's the pitch to Drew. And that one's a bit outside for a ball. It is now 2-0. Visalia looking to get on the board first for the fourth straight game. That goes back to Saturday night against Inland Empire. And that pitch is outside for ball three, 3-0. Drew Jones leads the team in OPS with this batting .775. 3-0 with no outs. Here's the pitch to Drew. And that one is just below the knees for ball four. And Visalia has runners on first and second to begin this second inning. The numbers for Christian Zazueta here in 2024 through four games in a Rancho uniform. He's 0-1 with an 8.76 ERA. 17 strikeouts, four walks. Here's a pitch to Ruben Santana, and that one's fouled backwards, and Galiz getting that one off the foot. He'll quickly hop up and try to walk this foul tip off. Home plate umpire Tyler Vandewater will make his way out and personally hand the ball to Zazueta. He originally started off the year in the Arizona Complex League. He had pretty good numbers, 3-0 with a 1.93 ERA. Five games he appeared in the ACL, where he struck out 23 batters and he only walked three. Opponents in the ACL, they were batting a low 209. Meanwhile, here at the single-A level, they're batting 321 against him. 0-1 with no outs. Zazueta's pitch on the way, and Ruben a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. Visalia yesterday, they led 3-0 in the first three innings before the Quakes tacked on eight runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. It was a fairly quick, efficient ball game. There wasn't a whole lot of offense outside of that, especially once he got past that fourth inning. Visalia held scoreless Rancho didn't need any runs either. Here's a pitch to Rubin, and that one is bounced in for a ball. That's now 1-2. Visalia is scoring early. In fact, you look at their last two ball games, they have scored 9 of their runs in either the first or the second. They've been held scoreless after that. Now that pitch is outside for a ball. It's now 2-2. Talk about yesterday, 3 runs in the first 2 innings, and then 2 nights prior on Sunday night, Visalia put up 6 runs in the first inning and were held scoreless after that. 2-2 pitch on the way from Zazueta. Santana will ground it up the middle, a chance to turn 2, and there will be no throw as the tag was applied by Osorio on Drew Jones, and on the transfer just lost the ball. So it'll be a fielder's choice, puts runners on the corners, and bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. Drew Jones tried to kind of juke out the tag, unable to do so, but in the process made it a little bit more difficult for Oswaldo Osorio, who ends up making the mistake. Rancho trying to turn their second double play of the ball game. It's a team who's been one of the best in the league. They've turned 67 this year. Visalia has been able to turn 69. That leads is California League. Pickoff attempt over at first. Marte gets back in easily. First pitch on the way from Zazueta to Marte. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Talking about the numbers for Modifi here in 2024, he's batting .232 with 2 home runs and 21 RBIs. It was a guy in his first year in the Dominican Summer League, had 7 home runs. The year following, he had 5. So he does have the home run pop. We haven't seen it a whole lot this year. He has had some hard hit balls into play, but just have yet to clear the yard. His first home run of the season actually occurred against Stockton at the end of April going into May. 0-2 with one down. And pitch on the way to Marte. Runner in motion. It's a hit and run opportunity. This one sent into right center field. Santana's going to have to quickly get back. And Kenny Castillo's going to end up scoring. And the throw back to first. Rubin was so far over it at second. By the time he got back to first, the throw was thrown over to the Rawhide dugout, but he was unable to get to second off of it. So it'll be a sack fly from Modifi Marte, and it will score Kenny Castillo. So 4 straight games where Rawhide lead at the ballgame. Pickoff attempt at first. Rubin has a dive back in safely. Adrian DeLeon so far in the year batting .225 with 4 home runs and 21 RBIs. Zazueta will get ready for the deal. And that one's in there for a strike. It's now 0-1. Saley already in this ballgame. 2 hits, 1 in the first, 1 here in the second. Here's a pitch from Zazueta. It's swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-2. Christian's trying to send this ballgame to the bottom of the second in only a 1-run deficit. Zazueta looks back over at first base, and now everybody will disengage as Adrian DeLeon will step out of the batter's box. So far on the year, 4 different Rawhide players with 4 home runs on the season. Adrian DeLeon, one of those guys with the 4 homers. You got DeLeon, Drew Jones, Yancel Luis, and Angel Ortiz following his home run yesterday. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Here's the deal. And that one is outside for a ball. It is now 1-2. Rawhide an early 1-0 lead over Rancho in the top half of the second inning. Second game of the 6-game series. Here's a pitch to DeLeon, a swing and a miss. And he'll be the final out of the inning. Christian Zazueta records his first strikeout of the ballgame. However, Visalia scores 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Visalia 1, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
The K. keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Check swing from Alexander Huertas. He fouls it off into the bleachers for strike number one. Leading things off here in the bottom half of the second inning will be Alexander Huertas, Wilman Diaz, and Sean McClain. That is 5, 6, and 7 for Rancho Cucamonga. And pitch a little bit low for a ball, 1 and 1. Daniel Nunez numbers in June, a 1.13 ERA. As Nunez's pitch is bounced in. He started off the year 8 straight games without allowing a run before he arrived at June 18th in a ball game against Lake Elsinore, where the Storm hit a home run off of him. The next time he appeared against Lake Elsinore, they would tack on a run as well. This ball's flown into right field, and Angel Ortiz will be there for the grab. And now the right-hander has sat down three straight batters, and we looked at the Rawhide defense for the first time tonight. Kenny Castillo behind the plate for Visalia. Meanwhile, over on first base will be Modifi Marte. Over at second base will be Demetrio Crisantes. He'll be joined on the middle infield by the shortstop, Yancel Ruiz. At third base will be Ruben Santana, and then left field goes Wyatt Crenshaw, Drew Jones in center, and Angel Ortiz in right field. Adrian DeLeon will be the Rawhide catcher. And that pitch is in there for a strike 0-1 to Wilman Diaz. Diaz so far on the year batting .234 with 3 home runs and 30 RBIs. Daniel Nunez's pitch. Allen's fouled directly backwards and the count will move to 0-2. Yesterday, Modifi Marte came in as a defensive sub. When Christopher Torin was checked out of the ball game, it moved Crisantes from first over to second base. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Swing and a miss, strike 3. It's a second punch out of the ball game here for Daniel Nunez. And there's now 2 down in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And it brings up Sean McClain for the first time in this ball game, where he's batting .140 on the year with a home run and 12 RBIs. First pitch from Nunez lifted into center. Drew Jones will turn the shoulder, racing back towards the warning track. And just in front of the 401 sign, Drew Jones is there for the final out of the inning. And we're through 2 here at Lonemart Field. Rancho Cucamonga 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the third inning. Mike Crenshaw will lay things off. He'll foul that pitch backwards for strike number one. Mike Crenshaw arriving here in Visalia from the Hillsboro Hops after those transactions after Sunday night's ball game. Swing and miss, and the count is now 0-2. He's saying over the weekend, but no days off for this week. The lone Monday that the Rawhide had a game as a result of 4th of July. The Rawhide will travel from Lone Martin Field on Wednesday night following the 5:45 game and get back into Visalia early Thursday morning and then turn around and play 4th of July baseball for the 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then they'll have 2 days off before traveling back on the road back to San Jose, their lone trip to Excite Ballpark in 2024. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Here's a pitch to Crenshaw. He gets a piece of it and fouls that one directly backwards. Crenshaw so far in 2024 during his time with Hillsboro, he was batting 150 through 27 games. Crenshaw moving directly from Hillsboro after last year playing in the Arizona Complex League for 18 games. Swing and a miss on an upstairs pitch. And it'll be a strikeout for Crenshaw. It will be the second strikeout for Zazueta in this ballgame. And since this is back to the top of the Rawhide order, it will be Yancel Luis stepping up to the plate. Talking about this upcoming three-game homestand for Visalia. Our 4th of July Spectacular presented by Budweiser, Bud Light, and the Bueno Beverage Company. Pitch on the way to Luis is in there for a strike, 0-1. Post-game fireworks after the game. Also, the first 500 fans through the gates will receive a free shirt. Must be 21 or older to receive the merch. 0-1 pitch to Luis, ripped to the right side, and it'll lead to a base hit. It'll be Luis's first hit of the ballgame. And I give Visalia their third hit of the night. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So with one away, brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. He'll add a hit off of Joe Kelly in the first inning. Ortiz will take that pitch upstairs for a ball. It is now 2-0. Moving on to the next promotions for that 4th of July weekend. Friday night will be our All-American Saturday jersey giveaway. Zazueta holds. Pickoff attempt at first. San Luis dives back in safely. The jersey giveaway on Friday, sponsored by the California Service Dog Academy. Every Friday night at Valley Strong Ballpark is a jersey giveaway all season long. 1-0 pitch to Ortiz. Clips the outside corner, and the count is now 1-1. And then lastly, on Saturday, our grill set giveaway, sponsored by Tentmaster. First 500 fans will get a grill set. Very nice, with the Rawhide logo in it. 1-0, 1-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-2. Probably one of my more favorited promotions in 2024. Also had the bucket hat, last homestand, which is cool. Also the cowboy hat has been a cool one as well. Brought to you by Harris Ranch. Lots of cool promotions here in 2024. Over 40 promotions this season out of 66 home games. 1-2 with one away. Angel Ortiz will ground this one up the middle. Zazueta tries to backhand it, and instead it ricochets, and everybody's going to end up being safe. He lets that one go. All the shortstop Sean McClain has to do is grab it, step on second, then go to first, and instead everyone is safe, and it brings up Demetrio Crisantas to the plate. So it'll be Demetrio Crisantas who will step up to the plate. Here's the deal. And Crisantas will take that one upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Crisantas' last at-bat was a 6-4-3 DP that got Kelly out of the first. The one-out pitch on the way. After a long hold, here's Azueta's deal. And Crisantas takes that one in there for a strike. It is now 0-1. A one pitch. Both runners in motion. Throw down to second. And Angel Ortiz will be out. He never slid. No reason to not slide on a stolen base attempt. Maybe Ortiz thinks they're going to throw to third. And instead, he kind of just ducks down and gets tagged on the top of the helmet. Take a look at the replay, and Ortiz kind of slows up at the last moment. Looking back towards the Rawhide dugout, I don't know if there's some sort of miscommunication there. But now 0-2, a two-way. You have a runner at third. And that kind of changes the way this inning could have gone. Luis, however, gets credited for his 10th stolen bag of the season. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and it is outside for a ball. It is now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Demetrio Crisantas looking to get seven games in a row with a hit. Here's a pitch from Zazueta, and Crisantas will ground this one to the left side. It's a slow roller, but it'll end up left of the third base line. So Crisantas will have to dig in once again and get ready for another pitch. We talk about that hitting streak from Demetrio Crisantas. Top five in the California League when it comes to longest hitting streaks. One ball, two strikes, two away. Currently tied with Angel Ortiz, who has seven. 2-2 deal on the way, and that one through the left side for a base hit. Make it eight straight games with a hit for Crisantas. And it is an RBI base hit, and Visalia leads the ball game 2-0. Should say seven straight games with a hit for Crisantas. Right through the left side of the infield. And it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Here's a pitch to Kenny. It's swung on and missed. And the count is now 0-1. Castillo in yesterday's ball game, an 0-for-4 day. Kenny struck out once. He did get on base via the fielder's choice. However, does not count as reaching base safely. And now Kenny tries to poke this one into right field, where Jose Mesa will come in, and that ball will land just right of the first base line. And the count will now move to 0-2. That ball goes 6 inches left. It drops in for a base hit. That's how close it was to landing on the chalk. And Crisantas would have easily gone first to third had that ball dropped in. No balls, two strikes, two away. Zazueta disagrees on the first two pitches, so as a result, Kenny's going to use his batter's timeout. Visalia already has five hits in this ballgame. Meanwhile, Rancho, they've recorded just one in the first two innings. No balls, two strikes, two away. The deal to Castillo, and that one sent into right center field. Racing backwards is Jose Mesa. That ball's going to bounce off the wall. Demetrio Crisantes is going to be waved home. He'll step on third base. Here comes the relay throw. It is not in time, and Visalia leads 3-0 here in the top of the third inning. Kenny Castillo continues to drive in runners. It's his 29th of the season, and he'll bring up Drew Jones to the plate. Back-to-back batters with an RBI, and Crisantes scores easily from first. He got there standing, and it was a nice drive from Kenny Castillo. Now Drew Jones, who walked in his last at-bat, will step up to the plate, and he'll take that one inside for ball one, 1-0. Drew took four pitches inside to get walked in his last at-bat. He leads his team in walks against Rancho, his 11th of the season. Now a breaking ball from Zazueta is upstairs, and the count is now 2-0. And as a result, the catcher, Jesus Galiz, will make his way from behind home plate to speak with Zazueta. Now a late decision here for the pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso, to make his way out as well. Starting defense for the Rancho Cucamonga, Jesus Galiz behind the plate. Meanwhile, on first base, it'll be Cameron Decker. Oswaldo Osorio will join the right side of the infield playing second. Then it'll be Sean McClain, the shortstop, wearing number 57. Alexander Albuertas will play third. Then it'll be Wilman Diaz in left, Juan Alonso in center, and Jose Mesa out in right. Kendall George was originally scheduled to start this ballgame out in center field. However, a late scratch an hour and a half before the game started brought Juan Alonso into the lineup and put him into center field. As a result, Jose Mesa moved from left to right, and Wilman Diaz slid into left field. 2-0 pitch on the way is on the outside corner, and it's in there for a strike. The count is now 2-1. Drew Jones, one of those four players with four homers on the year, mentioned that earlier in the broadcast. Only one player with five, it's Jackson Feltner. And now Drew Jones through the right side of the infield. Kenny Castillo is going to be waved home. Here comes a throw from Mesa, and it is not in time. It is dropped by Jesus Galiz. Kenny Castillo would have scored either way, but Galiz's tag ends up dropping on the grass, and Visalia now leads the ball game 4-0 here in the top of the third inning. Three straight batters with an RBI, and it's a Visalia RBI leader, Drew Jones, tacking on another run. And with that, I bring up Ruben Santana to the plate with a runner on first. Five hits in the inning for Visalia. Yancel Luis had a one-out knock, and then Angel Ortiz grounding one up the middle. And the backhand attempt by Zazueta, that led to a hit. And then Demetrio Crisantes, Kenny Castillo, and Drew Jones all getting RBI singles in the last three at-bats. One ball, no strikes, two away. Here's the deal. And Santana, a swing and a miss, will make the count 1-1. Santana so far on the year, 221 with two home runs and 27 RBIs. You look at his ball game yesterday, he was 0-4 with three strikeouts. 1-1 deal on the way to Santana. A bit outside. The frame attempt from Galiz, not good enough, and the count is now 2-1. Small lead over at first base for Drew Jones. And here's the deal. It's inside for ball three. 3-1. Modifi Marte awaits on deck. Visalia looking to make it six straight batters to reach. And there is action warming up in the Rancho bullpen out and left. And Santana, a swing and a miss, and loses grip of the bat and lands behind home plate. And he'll use his batter's timeout. Now Ruben's going to get an extra pine tar on the throw to the bat to regrip those batting gloves. Durbin took an inside pitch, and on the backswing is when he ended up losing the bat. 3-2, 2-2. And the glance over at first base, Cameron Decker holding on Drew Jones. Jones in motion, outside, ball 4, Santana will walk. 6 straight batters have reached here for the Rawhide. And Visalia trying to do the same thing that Rancho did to the Rawhide last night, putting together that 11-batter inning in the fourth inning that would be enough to take them to the finish line and defeat the Rawhide 8-3. Modifi Marte at the plate. He takes that one outside for ball 1-0. Last time we saw Modifi in action was on Sunday night, a ball game where he had a double, a single, a walk, and a run. 1-0 2-2. And now a late turnaround from Zazueta as he forces Drew Jones to jog back over to second base. 1-2, 2 down to Modifi Marte, a guy who played in just 2 games last week against Inland Empire. And now this ball's into left field and will be caught by the left fielder, Wilman Diaz. And the inning will come to a conclusion. However, Visalia attacks on 4 runs on 5 hits, and they lead this ball game heading into the bottom of the third, 4-0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have 0 carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the third inning where Visalia leads Rancho 4-0. Thanks to a 5-hit top of the third inning. Pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. It is now 1-0. So it'll be Samuel Munoz, Juan Alonso, Oswaldo Osorio, 8-9-1, due up in the bottom of the third inning. Daniel Nunez remains on the mound. No action warming up in the Rawhide pen, and it's a swing and a miss, making the count 1-1. One ball, one strike, no outs. Nunez will get ready for the deal, and this ball is fouled backwards. We've seen several different Rawhide Wednesday starters. It has been Caden Grice for a majority of the year so far, ever since opening weekend on April 10th. It's been Grice since then, except for June 5th, the day game here. After that, it went Jacob Steinmetz for 2 games, and then after that, Caden Grice placed on the IL, and it's been the last 2 starts for Daniel Nunez. And he's looked pretty good, a guy who has not allowed very many runs, less than 1 earned run through over 10 games. 2-2 with no outs. Here's a pitch from Nunez, and that one's popped up on the middle infield. Retreating backwards is Yancel Luis. Drew Jones will come in and call him off, and it will be a flyout. So now make it 6 straight batters retired for Daniel Nunez, and Juan Alonso will step up to the plate. Juan Alonso will get ready to dig in, batting 242 with four home runs and 34 RBIs on the season. And the deal, a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1. Daniel Nunez, two strikeouts in this ballgame. The last base runner that has gotten on board was Jose Mesa's double on the second batter of the game for Rancho. And now a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2 with one away. Juan Alonso uses the batter's timeout, steps out of the box to reset. And as he digs in, he's got Oswaldo Osorio waiting on deck. The hold at the chest, here's the deal. And that one's fouled off to the right side once again. Talked about the upcoming Rawhide schedule when they return home and the trip to San Jose right before the All-Star break. The Rawhide will be back home again after that for the first three games after the break against Inland Empire. It will be the last time that the team from San Bernardino will come to Visalia in 2024. And the Rawhide will go back on the road for six games against Lake Elsinore before beginning the final full month of the regular season against Stockton. Pitch from Nunez is outside for ball two, 2-2. It'll be July 30th and July 31st against the Ports before having four games in August against the team from up north. The only time that Stockton comes down to Visalia this season. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. There's two down here in the inning. Third punch out of the ball game for Daniel Nunez. A strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. They got Oswaldo Osorio at the plate. Daniel Nunez will stare him down. Looking for their second hit of the ball game, three innings in. And that pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Meanwhile, for Rancho, a very similar schedule to Visalia. Only eight home games in the month of July, with three of those games being the first three games of the month. Today, tomorrow, and yesterday. And now this pitch is fouled backwards for strike number one. Following this ball game, it will be a string of nine games on the road with the 2 days off. So they'll come back to Rancho to reset before taking their longest road trip of the season up north to Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark. 1-1 with two away. Here's a pitch from Nunez. That pitch is fouled off to the left side. 1-2. Ruben Santana will give it a run, but ultimately will run out of room. Rancho, just like Visalia, will be back for the first three games after the All-Star break. July 19th through the 21st, with Joe Kelly bobblehead on that Friday night that the Quakes return home. 1-2 with two down. That pitch a little bit low. Kenny Castillo was making his way back to the Rawhide dugout. He'll have to get back behind the plate once again. They'll have a road trip to Inland Empire, a little commuter trip before beginning the month of June against the northern opponent, San Jose Giants. Kenny tried to make his way out before the pitch clock violation. Good strategy there. However, he's going to disregard his mound visit. He saw the time ran out, so he tries to call for his time. However, the home plate umpire, Tyler Vandewater, not going to grant it to him. So it'll be a full count with two down. And Daniel Nunez will have a payoff pitch right here. And it's grounded to the right side. Modifi Marte will field it over the first base bag. He'll step on first. And the inning will come to a conclusion. And Daniel Nunez has gone back-to-back, three up, three down innings. And we're through three here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia leads the ball game 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
De los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fourth inning. Adrian DeLeon will lead things off. Adrian was the only Rawhide batter to not step up to the plate in that third inning. So it'd be DeLeon, White, Crenshaw, and Yancel Luis. Here's the pitch to Deli, and that one is in there for strike 0-1. DeLeon struck out in his last at-bat. It was one of two strikeouts here for Christian Zazueta in the ballgame. And that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Adrian DeLeon last played on Sunday night in a ballgame where he drew three walks and a run. Slow ground ball up the middle. Zazueta will step off the mound and toss to first base. And the throw will be in time for out number one. Brings up White, Crenshaw to the plate. So Rancho electing to go with the alternate identity here on this Tuesday night. The Rancho Cucamonga Chaquetas. And they decide to go with that as a result of Joe Kelly being on the mound tonight. Crenshaw get ready for his first deal. And that one is fouled directly backwards. The strike is now, or the count is now 0-1. So the story behind Joe Kelly and the mariachi jacket goes back to the season of 2020. Crenshaw, a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. Prior to one of the games, Joe Kelly saw one of the mariachi band members that was performing at Dodger Stadium. 0-2 pitch on the way here to Crenshaw. And that one's a bit low for ball one. And after the performance, Kelly goes up to one of the band members, and as a result, he wanted to swap jerseys for one of the mariachi jackets. The mariachi band member gives it to him. Joe Kelly gives it to the band member. A swing and a miss, and Crenshaw will be the second out of the inning and brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. And during an interview by ABC after that ball game, the band member's name was Grover Castro, and he told the media, he said he didn't think anything of it. He thought it was a cool gesture. He said he kind of felt like he blacked out whenever Kelly met him. And that pitch is low for ball one, 1-0. But later on, that would be the year that the LA Dodgers would end up winning the World Series during 2020. And when the Dodgers went to meet President Joe Biden, this ball grounded to the right side. Kelly took it to the White House, and the rest is history. Ground ball to the right side. Yancel Luis will ground into a G3, and the inning will come to a conclusion. And Zazueta goes three up, three down here in the top of the fourth. Rawhide 4, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLIArawhide.com.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the fifth inning. Rizzale leads this ball game 4-0, should say bottom half of the fourth inning. And leading things off will be Jose Mesa, Jesus Galiz, and Cameron Decker. Rawhide going 3-up, 3-down in the top half of the frame. Meanwhile, Daniel Nunez has done that at the last two innings. Mesa, big swing and a miss on that one, and the count is now 0-2. Talking about that story with Joe Kelly and the 2020 visit to the White House. Major storylines across baseball and really across the U.S. news. 0-2 pitches outside for ball one. But as a result, Rancho deciding to go with their alternate identity as the Chaquetas. And it looks very similar to that jacket that Kelly wore to D.C. It's a navy blue. It's a navy blue jacket, so they go navy blue uniforms, and that one's strike three on the bottom of the zone. And Jose Mesa sat down for the first time today. It'll be strikeout number four of the game for Daniel Nunez. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So as a result, Rancho sports those tonight. Chaquetas across the chest. Meanwhile, they're rocking the white pants and Dodger Quake helmets. Swing and miss, and the count is 0-1. Meanwhile, for Visalia, sporting the road gray uniforms for the first game in this series. The gray tops with the gray bottoms, red trim along the sides. Visalia imprinted across the front of the chest. Meanwhile, the red numbers in the back with the black outlines. Black hats on this Tuesday night. Yesterday, the Rawhide sporting their All-American tops. 1-1 with one away. Here's the deal. And that one's outside. And once again, Daniel Nunez seems to kind of slip off the mound. And both times, he looks back and tries to kind of kick up that dirt. Been at, right after he plants that foot going towards home is when he's lost his footing. 2-1 pitch on the way. That one is low for ball three, 3-1. And you always wonder how, especially on back-to-back pitches, whenever you lose your footing like that, how does that kind of affect the mental side of the pitcher? I mean, you can't be fully confident stepping down after losing your grip in the last two pitches. Right back up the middle. Nunez had a dodge out of the way of that line drive, and it will be the second hit of the ball game for Rancho, and it'll be Galiz's first hit of the ball game. So it ends a streak of nine straight batters retired, and it brings up Cameron Decker to the plate And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So T-Mark will have his mound visit here. Daniel Nunez already has one out in the inning. Double play would get him out of the frame right here. Now the home plate umpire, Tyler Vandewater, will make his way out to the mound and decide he's had enough of this little conference on the hill. So Cameron Decker will step up to the plate, 0 for 1 here in this ball game, with a fly out to left back in the first inning. Decker yesterday was 1 for 2 at the plate. Here's the pitch from Nunez. It's outside for ball number one. Nunez a single and an RBI in yesterday's ball game. Cameron Decker was able to draw a walk in the seventh, and he also had a sac fly in the fourth. 1-0 with one away. Here's the pitch from Nunez, and that one's in there for a strike. It's now 1-1. Decker last week against Lake Elsinore batted 3 for 9. One and one with one away. That one's downstairs for a ball. Count is 2-1. And Nunez continues to struggle with his footing out there on the mound. And does not look too comfortable since that strikeout. 2-1 with one away. Nunez's pitch. And that one's a bit upstairs for ball three. 3-1. So after retiring 9 straight batters, Nunez at risk of allowing back-to-back runners to reach here for the Chaquetas. 3 balls and a strike with one away. Here's Nunez's pitch. It's lifted into left field, and Crenshaw will have to hold up on it, and it will drop in for a base hit. Back-to-back hits here for Rancho brings up Alexander Albuertas to the plate. Crenshaw, for a moment, he thought about it, but didn't want to risk going for the dive, and the ball ends up hitting the backstop. So instead, he holds up on it, lets the ball bounce up to his belt, fields the ball, and tosses it back into the infield. As a result, the Chaquetas only get one base runner, and now manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound, and Daniel Nunez kind of nodding his head in disbelief as D. comes out to the mound. So we have our first pitching change of the ball game for Visalia, and a ball game where the Rawhide lead 4-0 against the Chaquetas. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. And a 4-0 ball game. Rancho's put together back-to-back hits. And as a result, manager D. Garner comes out to the mound for the first time to make a pitching change. Daniel Nunez goes through 3 1/3 inning of work. This pitching change is brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, sale at ResCon, and bye-bye bugs. First pitch from Mangetti is in there for a strike, 0-1. And now this pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2. Runner at second is Jesus Galiz. Cameron Decker is over at first. Here's the deal, and that one's grounded to the left side. Ruben Santana will charge in. He'll look to first base, and he'll get the force out there, unable to turn two on two short of a ball. And it brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate on the 5-3 ground out. Jorge Mangetti, the 6'1 right-hander, 170 pounds, the 21-year-old right-hander out of Bonnie Dominican Republic. Appearing in just his second game here in a Rawhide uniform during his 12 games in the Arizona Complex League, he was 2-1 with a 1.53 ERA. And Mangetti's pitch is fouled off to the right side. The count is now 0-1. We lost saw Mangetti on Friday night in a ball game where Visalia would ultimately go on to win 9-3. And that pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. In that ball game on Friday night, he went 3 innings of work with allowing no runs on just one hit, striking out 2 batters. 1-1 with 2-way. Here's the pitch. And just a bit upstairs for ball two. It's now 2-1. Jetty looking to keep this a 4-run ball game. Here's the pitch. And it's ripped into left field, but it will land foul. Over to the batting cage, howls just beyond the concessions out in left field. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-way. Mangetti inherits the runners from Daniel Nunez. 2-2 deal, lifted into right field, racing backwards is Angel Ortiz. It's a good strike from Diaz, and it's going to bounce off the wall. 2 runs are going to come home to score. Diaz is thinking 3. Corsantes will try to cut it off, and nothing will happen. And it will be a two-run RBI triple. And the Chaquetas back within 2. It's 4-2. Brings up Sean McClain to the plate, who last time out, he flew out into center. And McClain's pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Sean McClain yesterday, an 0-for-3 game where he was hit by a pitch, struck out twice, and also scored a run. 0-1 deal, and that's going to hit McClain, so it's going to be back-to-back nights where he'll be hit by a pitch. And now there are runners on the corners, tying runs at first. And it brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. So Kenny Castillo will make his way out from behind home plate and give the signals to the Rawhide infield and will be ready to resume play once again. Samuel Munoz digs in for the second time today. Becomes the 7th batter of the inning for the Chaquetas. And this ball is grounded to the right side, where it will be the second baseman, Demetrio Corsantes, in front. And he'll make the throw to first in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. However, Rancho gets on the board for the first time tonight, thanks to a 2-run RBI triple from Wilman Diaz. It was 1 of 3 hits in the inning, and we're through 4 here at Lone Martin Field. Visalia 4, Rancho 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts.
Well, back to Rawhide baseball. We move into the top of the fifth inning, where the Rawhide lead the Chaquetas 4-2. Leading things off for the Rawhide will be the right fielder Angel Ortiz. Ortiz Crisantes Castillo. And Angel sends that one into right. Now, whoever's going to land in the Rawhide bullpen should say a little bit more right of that. So the count will now move to 1-1. Angel Ortiz will get ready for the pitch, and he'll take that one on the inner thigh. And he'll be hit by a pitch for a laid-off base runner to begin things here in the fifth inning. Third time today, Angel Ortiz will get on base. And it brings up Dimitri Crisantes to the plate. Yesterday, Dimitrio played over at first, asked him prior to the ball game during batting practice if Crisantes grew up playing first base. Talked about this a little bit last night, but Crisantes said he was used to playing in the middle infield growing up, and having the first base glove felt so much wider than the middle infielder gloves. Throw down to second, and Angel Ortiz will be gunned out for the second time in this ball game. 0-2, trying to steal on Jesus Galiz. And now bases are empty for Dimitrio Crisantes. One ball, no strikes, one away. Crisantes will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. And he sends that one into center field. Racing backwards is Juan Alonso in front of the warning track. And that ball is gone. See you later. Second home run of the season for Dimitrio Crisantes. And Visalia takes back a run here in the top of the fifth inning. They lead 5-2. Crisantes, another multi-hit game. And it's a solo shot that lands on the batter's eye in center field. So now Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate. Here's the pitch. And that one is upstairs for a ball. It is now 1-0. One ball, no strikes, one away here to the Rawhide catcher. And he gets a piece of that one, fouls it off to the right side. The count is now 1-1. Kenny Castillo so far in his ball game 2-for-2 with two singles, two runs, and an RBI. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's low for ball two, 2-1. Kenny Castillo yesterday in an 0-for-4 ball game. He had 7 hits last week against Inland Empire, including a 4-hit game, his second of the season. And now Kenny is swinging and a miss, and the count is now 2-2. Kenny Castillo entered the day batting .293. It was the sixth highest batting average entering the day. However, with both hits in this ballgame, he's now up to batting at .300. You talk about batters at the 300 mark here in 2024. Only one other guy has it. It's Emilio Crisantas with .404. Kenny Castillo will swing and miss. Throw down to first will be high, and it'll sail into right field. So it'll be a strikeout wild pitch that will lead to Kenny Castillo getting on first base. It'll be the third time he gets on base, and it brings up Drew Jones to the plate. And now the pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso, is going to make his way out to the mound after the wild pitch punch out. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Drew Jones will be the one to step up to the plate. But going back on that story about Crisantas talking about playing practically every infield position so far for the Rawhide besides short and catcher. His first base glove has felt a lot larger for him as he played over at first base yesterday. He only played half the game before Terrien would be taken out after the fourth inning. But he said during spring training, he got a lot of time over at second base, so he got very used to playing over at second, and that's been, if you want to say, his primary position, which he really hasn't had since joining Visalia, but second base has been his primary spot. High chopper over to third for Jones. The throw to first base, and it will be not in time. Drew Jones shows off the speed on that throw. There's a high bouncer over to third base. It's the second single of the game. And Visalia has runners on first and second with one down and brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. With one down, he got Ruben Santana at the plate, who's 0-for-1 in the ball game. Last at-bat, he walked, and Ruben will ground this one to the left side. However, it will land foul. Ruben Santana has struck out 19 times against Rancho. He hasn't struck out in this ball game, however. But yesterday, a 3-strikeout performance, the golden sombrero for the Rawhide third baseman. 0-1 pitch to Ruben, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-2. Santana, the 10th-ranked prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, 1-4 in the top 10 for the D-backs. Drew Jones ranked 3rd. Yancel Luis in there as well. As a 6th prospect, Terrien 7, Santana 10. 0-2 with one away. Here's the pitch to Ruben. And he takes that one inside for ball 1-2. Caden Grice is the only other Rawhide player in the top 20. He's ranked 18, but currently on the IL. 1-2 pitch on the way to Ruben Santana. It's breaking ball upstairs. Drew Jones has a dive back safely into first. Tag not in time, 2-2. Kenny Castillo at second, Drew Jones at first. Top of the fifth, Visalia leads 5-2 here in the second game of the six-game series. And that one below the knees for Ruben Santana for ball 3-2. Second game of the six-game series. Visalia will play tomorrow night at 5:45. It will be the final game of this three-game homestand for Rancho. Payoff pitch on the way, outside, ball 4. And it will load the bases for Modifi Marte. Second walk of the ball game for Santana. How much longer does Christian Zazueta stay in this ball game? His longest outing so far for Rancho has been 3 2/3. And the question, or the answer to my question, has arrived. Manager John Shoemaker is going to make his way out to the mound. And Zazueta's ball game will come to a conclusion with bases loaded and one out. Pitching change at Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaintLouisRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. Pitching change here at Lone Mart Field. First pitch on the way is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. And the new arm in the ball game will be number 43, Pedro Santillan. And coming for lay for Christian Zazueta. Go through his numbers real quick. Here's the deal. And Marte fouls this one off to the right side, 1-1. So Zazueta goes 3 1/3. His second longest outing in a Quakes uniform. He gives up 8 hits, 5 earned runs, strikes out 4 batters, and walks 3. And after Marte's foul pitch, is now 1-1. He'll lift this one into left field. Racing backwards is Wilman Diaz at the warning track. And that ball is off the wall. One run will come home to score. Drew Jones will try to score as well. Here comes the throw. He will score as well. And Visalia attacks on 2 more runs. They lead 7-2 in the top of the fifth inning. Nearly had enough to get out of the yard. It would have been Marte's third homer of the year. And instead it banks off of the wall in left center. And the Rawhide once again lead by 5 here in this game. Marte only getting one base out of it. D. Garner had the stop sign up, but I don't know if the stop sign was for Drew Jones or Ruben Santana. But Jones runs right through it, and he was kind of jogging to home until he realized the throw was coming in, and he scores. He does have one of the faster legs on this Rawhide team, so not a problem for Drew Jones. And as a result, the 10th hit of the ball game is the 7th run of the game. Pitch on the way, and that one is on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 0-2. So Ruben Santana at second, Modifi Marte at first. And now we'll step out of the batter's box for a quick moment. So Pedro Santillan will go through his numbers. Righty, 6'4", 200 pounds, 22 years old. So far in 2024, he is 0-1 with a 15.0 ERA. He's appearing in his 15th game of the season. He's pitched 6 innings of work for Rancho, 5 strikeouts and 8 walks. 1-2 with one away. Wyatt Crenshaw waits on deck. And this pitch is inside for a ball. The count is now 2-2. Rawhide trying to take back that first place lead that they held for a day. With Lake Elsinore losing on Sunday. 2-2 with one down. And that one's going to get past the catcher. It's going to advance Santana to third. And it's going to bring Modifi Marte over to second base. The two runners in scoring position here for Visalia. They go down as the pass ball against the catcher, Jesus Galiz. So now the infield will play in. And the catcher, Jesus Galiz, will make his way from behind home plate to have a quick word with his new pitcher. The big pitch right here, he does have an open bag. Wyatt Crenshaw, although he doesn't have a hit in his first two at-bats, definitely a guy who can drive the ball into outfield. 3-2 pitch on the way, outside ball four. And it'll be the second walk of the inning by Quakes pitching. So now you got De Leon at first, Marte at second, Ruben Santana at third. And it becomes the eighth Rawhide batter of the ball of the inning. Saw Wyatt Crenshaw in BP on Monday afternoon. And he was a guy who could keep the ball very level on line into outfield. And the one-out pitch on the way, he'd take that one inside for strike number one. He struck out swinging in his first two at-bats. Looking to really put this game out of reach for Rancho in the top of the fifth inning. 0-1 with one away. Here's the pitch. And that one is bounced in. A very nice block by Jesus Galiz. And keeps his ball game stuck at seven. Yancel Luis awaits on deck. He's the only batter who's not batted in the inning. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Crenshaw to left side. It's going to sneak on through for a base hit. Santana will score. Marte's going to be waved home as well. De Leon will slide head first into third base. He'll be gunned out there. But Visalia attacks on another pair of runs, and they lead 9-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. A double for Wyatt Crenshaw. His first in a Rawhide uniform. And the infield was playing a little bit more right against the left-handed batter. And as a result, he goes opposite field. Ground ball maybe 5 to 10 feet right of the third base bag. Albertus is too far away. And now Yancel Luis becomes the ninth batter of the inning. And he'll take that one inside. It'll be a wild pitch, advancing Crenshaw to third. So a two-run RBI double for Crenshaw. We got Adrian De Leon, Wyatt Crenshaw over at third as De Leon was out at third base. Luis, a big swing and a miss, and the count is now 1-1. Visalia has tacked on 11 hits here in this ball game, 9 runs in this game for Visalia. They have left 3 runners on base. They're 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position. And Luis now a swing and a miss. The count will now move to 1-2. One and two with two down. Yancel Luis, 17 hits with runners in scoring position. And he'll take that one low for ball two. The only players in front of him, Christopher Torin with 20, Drew Jones with 23. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Rawhide looking to get their sixth run of the inning. Here's the pitch. It's inside ball three, 3-2. And Pedro Santillan struggling to get himself out of the inning right here. He's facing his fourth batter of the frame. Angel Ortiz, who is hit by a pitch from Christian Zazueta, waits on deck. Payoff pitch on the way, outside ball four. Third walk of the inning by Chaquetas pitching. And here comes Angel Ortiz to the plate. who's been the most active Rawhide player over the last 10 games. Seven-game hitting streak. He expanded it to eight with his base hit, with his two base hits to begin the ball game. And now pitching coach Ramon Troncoso make his way out for the second time today, in this inning, should say. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Troncoso trying to will his team past this inning, where the Rawhide have tacked on five runs. It's their second crooked number inning of the ball game. They scored three in the third, five here in the fifth. They also scored a run back in the second inning, and here comes Angel Ortiz to the plate. Currently riding an eight-game hitting streak, third longest active streak in the league. He's also currently riding a three-game RBI streak, and he has a chance to make that four with Crenshaw over at third base. Two-out pitch inside, ball one, 1-0. Angel Ortiz has been caught stealing twice in this ball game, one on a double steal and one right before the solo home run from Demetrio Crisantes. Up the middle, it'll be a base hit, and Crisantes now, or Ortiz now, five straight games with an RBI. Crenshaw comes home to score. It's 10-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. Third hit of the ball game for Angel Ortiz, and it brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. The 11th batter of the inning, and there is action warming up in the Rancho pen. Two-out pitch on the way to Crisantes. He takes that one inside for ball one, 1-0. Six runs in the frame for Visalia. It's the most runs scored in an inning here in 2024. The previous high was five. They had done it five separate occasions. Pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for a ball, 2-0. And prior to June 30th, this past Sunday against Inland Empire, Visalia had not had a nine or more batter frame. They've had it twice over the past three games. And Crisantes will send this one into right field, where it'll be Jose Mesa backing up to make the grab, and the inning will finally come to a conclusion. Visalia attacks on their most runs in an inning here in 2024. They tack on six. They now lead over the Chaquetas, a big lead, 10-2, halfway through at Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, halfway through at Lone Mart Field, and the Rawhide, a six-run fifth inning powers them to a 10-2 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. And it'll be Jorge Mingetti on the mound for his second inning of work after coming in for starting pitcher Daniel Nunez. Juan Alonso, Oswaldo Osorio, Jose Mesa, 9-1 and 2 due up. And this is a jam shot here, fouled directly backwards for a strike. Went through a little bit of the numbers for Jorge Mingetti. Talk about his numbers in the Arizona Complex League, 2-1 with a 1.53 ERA. A swing and a miss for Juan Alonso, second time he struck out. And it'll be Mingetti's first strikeout of the ballgame. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. You got Oswaldo Osorio stepping up to the plate for the third time today. And that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Oswaldo Osorio 0-2 in the ballgame. A strikeout in the first. A unassisted ground out to end the third inning. And this time he goes back over to the right side and it lands foul, 0-2. Osorio yesterday, one base hit. It was a single. It ended up scoring a run as well in yesterday's ball game, and a run in a fourth inning where it seemed everybody scored for Rancho. Ground ball up the middle. Yancel Luis will field cleanly, and he'll toss over to second base, or toss over to first for the second out of the inning. And it brings up Jorge Mesa to the plate. Bottom of the fifth inning, we'll go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization in the sixth. We'll go through the scores around the California League here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And a ball game that is closing in on an hour and 45 minutes old. Jetty gets ready for the deal. Here's the pitch. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. The scores around the league currently in the top of the sixth out of Diamond Stadium. Lake Elsinore leads Inland Empire 8-6. Lake Elsinore putting together back-to-back four-run innings, giving them the lead that they have at the moment. And then, meanwhile, out in San Jose, the Stockton Ports lead over the San Jose Giants 6-4. 0-2 with two down. Jetty will get ready for the pitch. And then lastly, out at John Thurman Field, they've just completed five. The Fresno Grizzlies lead over the Modesto Nuts 3-2. That's just scoring both of their runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Mingetti forces a swing and a miss. Two strikeouts in the frame, and Mingetti goes three up, three down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Visalia 10, Rancho 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Yeah. David Tiburcio will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. In a ballgame where Visalia leads 10-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. Kenny Castillo will lead things off. Maybe Kenny Castillo, Drew Jones, Ruben Santana, 4, 5, and 6. Middle of the Rawhide order. And Kenny likes the first pitch that he sees and fouls it off to the right side. And it's going to land up in the bleachers for a strike. Yesterday, Visalia, the middle of the Rawhide order, 4 through 6, they were combined 0 for 9 with 3 walks and a run. And all 3 of those walks and the run all were credited to Anderson Rojas, who batted out of the number 6 spot. The only at-bat for Rojas was a strikeout swinging. 0-1 pitch to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, Albuertes. Off-balance throw to first, not in time, and Visalia has their 13th hit of the game. So Kenny has his third hit of the night. The ball not necessarily hit hard, but it forces Albuertes' momentum to go over into foul territory. So he's thrown off of one leg in a rush, and he was able to put the throw on target. However, after the bounce, a couple bounces, Kenny Castillo ends up reaching. So it brings up Drew Jones to the plate. He takes that pitch inside for ball one, 1-0. Drew also in this ballgame, 2 for 2. 2 singles, a run, an RBI, and a walk. Jones will get ready for the pitch, and he's way out in front of that one, and the count is now 1-1. It's a right-on-right matchup here for David Tiburcio. Go through his numbers after this at-bat. And Drew Jones grounds it to the left side, a chance to turn 2-5-4. It'll be a fielder's choice. Drew's speed too quick down the first base line. He'll get on base. And Kenny Castillo is out at second base, so there's one down here in the inning. So David Tiburcio here in 2024. He's appeared in now 20 games for Rancho. And that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0 here to Ruben Santana. 2-2 with a 6.67 ERA. He struck out 26 batters, walked 18 through 28 in a third inning of work. And Ruben will foul this pitch off to the right side. It's now 1-1. Visalia had 13 hits here in this ball game. Their most hits in a game, 18. Last time they did that was last week against Inland Empire in a ball game where they defeated Inland Empire, final score 14-4. It was their largest margin of victory here this season. 2-1 with one away. Santana a swing and a miss, and the count is now 2-2. Santana has walked twice in this ball game. Has gone on base via a fielder's choice back in the second inning. Attempt by Oswaldo Osorio to tag out Drew Jones on a double play ball. He ended up dropping it, and Santana got on base. And now he's looking to draw his third straight walk. 3-2 with one away. Jones with a small lead over at first. His secondary lead. He'll be stuck at first base as Ruben Santana will strike out. That'll be the first time he sat down tonight. And it brings up Modifi Marte to the plate. So Modifi so far in this ball game, 1 for 2 with a single in his last at-bat. He also had a sac fly in his first at-bat in the second. And this ball is sailed into right center field where the wind kind of bats it down. But Juan Alonso is there in time to make the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia, one hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Visalia 10, Rancho 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold.
Bottom six here at Lone Mart Field. Jorge Mangetti on the mound for Visalia. A 10-2 ball game. Thanks to a six-run fifth. Jesus Gleiz will lay things off. Ground ball up the middle. Charging in is Luis. And his throw to first, not in time. Luis, you saw him grinning, trying to get to that ball. A very high bouncer. Gleiz able to show off the speed and get there to first in time for his second hit of the ball game. Have been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-4165-3636. Brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Decker so far in this ball game, 1-for-2, with a single and a run back in the fourth inning. Jetty will stare down Decker, and his pitch is a bit inside for a ball. And the count is now 2-0. Decker just trying to add on a run here for Rancho and slowly claw back into this ball game. Two and one with no outs. And Decker will get ready for the pitch from Mangetti. Here's his deal, and that one's in there for a strike. It's now 2-2. Jetty, just the second arm used by manager D. Gardner in this ball game. He's gone through an inning and two-thirds of work, where he's given up two hits and struck out a pair, not allowing a run yet in this ball game. Fouls it off to the left side. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Jetty will get ready for the deal to Decker. Here's his pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three, make it now three strikeouts in the ball game for Mangetti. So time to go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. ACL D-backs currently trail the Athletics 7-5 at the bottom of the fifth. And Modifi Marte climbs up the ladder to make the grab over at first. They have double-jumped at first to make that grab and steps on first base himself. And Cresantes will come over with a smile on his face and give him a nice high five. Two down here in the inning. So Jesus Gleiz will go over to second on the ground out. And I bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate, who had a two-run RBI triple back in the fourth inning. It's the only RBI from the Chaquetas in this ball game, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Talking about more scores around the Diamondbacks organization, out in Hillsboro, the Hops currently lead Eugene 5-1. 1-0 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And the count is now 1-1. Meanwhile, out in Double-A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles currently trail the Midland Rockhounds 5-1. In the bowl game yesterday, where Midland dominated the Sod Poodles. Pitch foul off to the right side. Count is now 1-2. Yesterday, Midland losing 14-4 in the opening game of that six-game series. And then lastly, in AAA, the Reno Aces currently lead the Sacramento Rivercats 5-3. That ball game is currently in the top of the sixth inning. 1-2, a two-way. Ground ball to the left side. Ruben Santana will field. A toss to first base. No concern at second. And the inning will come to a conclusion in another scoreless frame here for Mangetti in inning number six. One hit, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Visalia 10, Rancho 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Kauia Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Kauia Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Kauia Health, más que medicina, vida.
Kauia Health, más que medicina, vida.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the seventh. Would it be David Tiburcio on the mound? It'd be Adrian DeLeon, Wyatt Crenshaw, Yancel Luis. Do up here in the top half of the seventh inning. And that pitch on the way is low for ball one, 1-1. Adrian DeLeon so far in this ball game is 1-2 with a strikeout, a ground out, and a walk. And DeLeon will take that pitch inside for a ball. Count now 2-1. Last score around the Diamondbacks organization is the Major League Club, the Snakes and Dodgers, currently knotted up at 2 in the top of the fifth inning. Swing and a miss for DeLeon, and the count is now 2-2. L.A. got the scoring started in the bottom of the first inning, tacked on another in the third, and then Christian Walker went yard for his 18th time this season, tying the ball game up in the top of the fourth inning. At a Dodger Stadium, DeLeon will step out of the box and reset. Ryan Nelson getting the start for the D-backs today. DeLeon is swinging a miss on a pitch upstairs. That'll be the second time this ball game that he struck out. And it brings up Wyatt Crenshaw to the plate. Bobby Miller getting the start for L.A., his third start since April 10th. Returned to the Dodgers on June 19th in a ball game against Colorado, where he went 6 1/3 innings. He had 500 runs in that ball game against the Rocks. Now that pitch is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. And then June 25th against the Chicago White Sox. Bobby Miller pitching a couple weeks ago here at Lonemark Field. It's been a Rancho team who's been lucky to see quite a bit of Dodger pitchers so far here in 2024. Crenshaw on a line over to second. The grab will be made by Oswaldo Osorio. And that'll be the second out of the inning. Here's a Beyonce Luis to the plate just 2 weeks ago. Clayton Kershaw made a relief appearance here at Lone Mart Field on a sold-out ballpark. That pitch is in there for a strike 0-1. A game where Rancho would end up going on to win 6-2. On that night, Clayton Kershaw with three innings of work, gave up two hits, one run, and striking out five batters. 1-1 with two away. DiBurcio looking to get a 3-up, 3-down frame to send this to the seventh inning stretch. And Yonsel awaits a big swing and a miss, and the count is now 1-2. We talk about Bobby Miller rehabbing Clayton Kershaw. And then earlier today, we saw Joe Kelly. Not a long outing, but it was an outing for the Dodger faithful. Fouling that one off to the right side. Foul. So Luis will get to see another pitch here in this at-bat. Talking about the updated injury progress here on Joe Kelly. Mentioned earlier, the last time he pitched was in May, so he's been out for 2 months. And Luis rips that one foul for a strike. And earlier this week, Dodger manager Dave Roberts gave an update on Joe Kelly and said it's not likely that the right-hander will make it back before the All-Star break. However, with his appearances right now, it does appear that Joe Kelly is ahead of schedule, but will likely need a couple more rehab appearances before making his way back to Dodger Stadium. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Luis, another ground ball to the right side, and making this a difficult at-bat here for relief pitcher David DiBurcio. He's Joe Kelly, Christians us with them, Pedro Santillan, and then now David DiBurcio. Four arms for manager John Shoemaker. Meanwhile, D has only used two, and Yonsel Luis rips that one through the middle of the infield for his second hit of the night. And a two-out knock brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Staying on the topic around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, several transactions were made earlier today. Gabriel Moreno and Alec Thomas reinstated from the 10-day IL. Meanwhile, Jordan Montgomery placed on the 15-day IL. He was dealing with some right knee inflammation. And now a ground ball over to the first base side. It'll be scooped up by Cameron Depaker. He'll step on first base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Time to stretch here at Lone Mart Field. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. Visalia 10, Rancho 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack.
Well, back to Lone Mart Field here in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. And new arm in the ballgame for manager D. Garner. It'll be Peño Otaño making his Rawhide debut. It'll be the third arm used here in this ballgame. And this one fouled off to the right side, 1-1. Final stat line for Jorge Mangetti on this Tuesday night. 2 2/3, 2 hits, no earned runs. He struck out 3 batters. And now that pitch a bit inside for ball 2-2-1. Sean McClain due up to begin the inning. 7, 8, and 9. McClain, Munoz, 1, Alonzo. 2-1 deal on the way. Fouled backwards, and the count is now 2-2. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. 2-2 pitch on the way. Inside corner, strike 3 called. Sean McClain has struck out for the first time today. And Otaño strikes out the first batter that he faces. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Otaño in 2024 with Hillsborough, 1-1 with a 7.64 ERA. He appeared in 19 games where he walked 18 batters and only struck out 13. And now a swing and a miss will make the count 0-1. At a 7.64 ERA, it was a career worst for Otaño. The previous high was a 6.91 ERA and 39 appearances in 2023 with the Hops. 0-1 pitch, fouled backwards, counts now 0-2. Otaño did play with Visalia back in 2022. In a year where he was 3-7 with a 5.86 ERA. Struck out 48 batters and walked 42 in that season. Here's a pitch. That one's fouled off the footing of Munoz. And Kenny Castillo trying to make a plea that the ball's in play, but just with the way the ball has a backspin on it, no way. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Visalia out hitting Rancho, 14 hits to 5. And a bowl game where they lay 10-2 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Otaño's pitch, does he go around? He does not. Munoz able to hold back his swing, and the count will now be 1-2. Munoz will dig back in. 0-2 in the ball game. Here's the pitch. Ripped into right center field. And the 24th ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization has his first hit of the night. We're bringing up Juan Alonso to the plate. Tanya last pitched on Sunday against Vancouver. In a ball game where he went a third of an inning, did not allow an earned run. And in fact, the last time he allowed an earned run, he had to go back to June 16 against the Tri-City Dust Devils. In a ball game where he gave up 2 hits and 1 earned run. That pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Juan Alonso struck out twice in this ball game. The numbers in June for Otaño, a 6.75 ERA in 7 games that he appeared in. And that pitch is in there for a strike, is now 1-1. Been held scoreless since the top of the 5th inning. And now that pitch bounced in for ball 2, 2-1. Juan Alonso batting .240 with 4 home runs on the season. And only 2 hits last week against Lake Elsinore. 2-1 on the way, and that one's low for ball 3, 3-1. It was a week last week against Lake Elsinore where the Quakes took 2 when they had been swept the prior outing against them. And now that pitch from Otaño is low for ball 4, so we'll put Juan Alonso on first, Samuel Munoz over at second. Here comes Oswaldo Osorio to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-3 with a strikeout so far. Force out at any base. batting 202 out of the leadoff spot. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Jose Mesa waits on deck. It's been six hits in this ball game that have kind of been dispersed throughout the batting order. Here's the pitch. And that one's in there for a strike. Counts now 0-2. Talk about the way the offense has been. You got a hit for Mesa out of the 2 spot. Jesus Galiz has a pair of hits at the 3 spot. Cameron Decker, 4 with a hit. And then you have a hit from Wilman Diaz at the 6. And Samuel Munoz out of the 8. And that's going to end up hitting Osorio in the foot. And the bases will now be loaded for Rancho. First time today that the Chaquetas will have bases loaded. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark is going to make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Tanya will have a word with his pitching coach. Meanwhile, talking about tomorrow's ball game, the series finale of the series at Lone Mark Field. There's still 3 more games to go after tomorrow, but it will be over at Valley Strong Ballpark. It will be Denny Lorando on the mound for a 5:45 per switch. Meanwhile, it will be Wyatt Crowell, the left-handed pitcher. And then on July 4th, it will be the right-hander Cam Day versus the former Virginia Cavalier Nate Savino. Savino will make his 3rd appearance in Rawhide uniform, or his longest outing has been 2 innings of work. And now that pitch is low for ball 1-1-0. Oaken Paredes will get going on Friday. And the series finale on Saturday will feature Eric Swan, Monday night starter, against Adonis Perez, who's been the typical Sunday starter. And now Jose Mesa said to be going around from the first base umpire Garrett Nelson. And the count is now 1-1 with one away. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. I should say foul tipped, and the count's now 1-2. 5th batter of the inning here for the Quakes. Mesa looking to give the Chaquetas their first run since the 4th, where they tacked on 2. 1-2 pitch on the way outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Tanyo in his 4th year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, 2021. He's been out of the Dominican Summer League, where he was 2-6 with a 3.05 ERA through 14 games out of the DSL. That year, it was the 2nd most strikeouts he's had, and he had the 2nd most strikeouts in the fewest games of his career, 14 games, 67 strikeouts. The only time in his career he's had more Ks is 2022 in Visalia, where he punched out 68 batters. And this year through 19, he's only punched out 13 guys, 18 walks. Payoff pitch on the way, lifted into center field for a base hit. 1 run will come home, that is all it will be. And it'll be an RBI single from Jose Mesa. And the Quakes add on a run. It's now 10-3 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Everybody will advance 90 feet. We'll bring a Jesus Galiz to the plate, who's the only batter with a multi-hit game for Rancho. 1-out pitch. That one's lifted into right field. Racing back is Angel Ortiz. He'll start to backpedal towards the end of the play, and he'll throw it in. It'll be a sac fly. The ball will be cut off by Luis. He'll end up biting it. So Galiz with a sac RBI, and now 10-4 in the bottom of the 7th. So as a result of the sac fly, Osorio will go to 3rd. And Jose Mesa will stay over at 1st. 10-4 here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Cameron Decker will take the first pitch low for ball one, 1-0. Alexander Abuertas waits on deck. He's 0-3. And now trying to go opposite field. Instead, he runs out of room and fouls it off to the right side, 1-1. A good crowd on hand. Joe Kelly in attendance to start the game. Fans brought the energy throughout the night. Man, that pitch is outside for ball two, 2-1. Expecting a pretty big crowd tomorrow night for the Quakes' 4th of July game, and expect a sold-out crowd at Valley Strong Ballpark on Thursday night. 2-1 with two down, swing and a miss, and the count is out 2-2. Always one of the biggest games of the year. One of our six fireworks in 2024. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's a deal from Otano. Does he go around? He does not. And Kenny Castillo can't believe it. As he's putting his head down in disbelief, thought that was the end of the inning. And now Otano will have to have another pitch. And likely everybody will be in motion right here on a 3-2 count. At the minimum, Mesa will be placed in motion. We'll see what Osorio does. It's a swing and a foul tip. And the inning will come to a conclusion. However, Rancho tacks on two runs thanks to two hits. And we are through seven innings here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia 10, Rancho 4. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the eighth inning. And Dimitro Crisantes will lead things off. It'll be Crisantes, Kenny Castillo, Drew Jones, 2, 3, and 4 due up. And Crisantes has to dodge the belt out of the way of that pitch. And the count is now 1-1. Crisantes, another multi-hit game thanks to the solo home run back in the fifth inning. Here's a pitch to Crisantes. And the count is now 1-2. Crisantes continues to find ways to get multi-hit games since being added to this Rawhide club. 1-2 pitch on the way. Dimitro goes to right field. How we're playing there safely is Jose Mesa, and he'll be there for the first out of the inning. One down here in the frame. Brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. In a ball game where he is 3 for 4, should say. Now looking to get his third four-hit game of the season. One out pitch on the way. That one is low and inside for ball one, 1-0. Kenny Castillo, you look at his multi-hit games. He had a four-hit game on April 24th. And that one's on a line into center field, nearly overread by Juan Alonso. He came charging in before he had to quickly backpedal backwards a couple steps to make the grab for out number two. So April 24th, Kenny Castillo had a four-hit game. He tallied seven total bases in that ball game against Inland Empire. And then the most recent one, the four-hit game against Lake Elsinore on June 22nd and twice against Inland Empire on the 28th of June. That pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Another important storyline we haven't talked about yet in this ball game, Drew Jones earlier this morning being named to the 2024 MLB Futures game out of Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Drew Jones, a swing and a miss. And the count is now 1-1 with two away. Drew Jones alongside Davison De Los Santos will be the two representatives representing the D-backs. That pitch downstairs for ball two, 2-1. Davison De Los Santos has been one of the more explosive hitters in all minor league baseball. 26 home runs in the minors. That pitch outside to Drew, ball three, 3-1. And 12 home runs since joining the Pacific Coast League. He spent some time out in Double A earlier this year and out in the PCL. Has been on a tear with the Reno Aces. 3-1 pitch to Drew. That one's in there for strike 3-2. Drew Jones becomes the first Rawhide outfielder named to a Futures game since 2022. That player was Corbin Carroll, the 2023 National League Rookie of the Year. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Here's a payoff pitch to Drew Jones. He'll ground it to the left side and foul. And Drew mentioned today during batting practice, it was an honor to be able to represent the Diamondbacks in Arlington here in the next 2 weeks. Grateful for the opportunity and looking forward to showing off his skills on the national level. Payoff pitch on the top of the zone. Drew Jones will be rung up. It'll be the first time today he is sat down, and we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia 10, Rancho 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
...10-4 ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It'll be Alexander Albuertas, Wilman Diaz, Sean McClain, 5, 6, and 7. Do it for the Chaquetas here in the frame. And the first pitch on the way is just a bit outside for ball one, 1-0. New pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia is the right-hander Edgar Isaiah. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone, sail to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Edgar Isaiah becomes the fourth arm used by manager D. Garner in this ballgame. Daniel Nunez had the start. He went 3 1/3 innings of work, followed by Jorge Mangetti, who went 2 2/3. And this ball is lifted into left field. Wyatt Crenshaw, 5 feet in front of the warning track, will have enough room to make the grab. It was a loud pop, but it stays in the yard for out number one and brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Go through the numbers for Peniel and Otaño. An inning of work, 2 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 strikeouts, and a walk. Visalia up to 9 strikeouts here in this ball game. So Edgar Isaya looking to give us 10. One down, here's the pitch to Diaz, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Talk about the numbers for Edgar Isaya here in 2024, 3-4 with a 6.86 ERA. He's pitched in 21 games now this year, and he's given up 5 homers. That has definitely been one of the struggles that Isaya has dealt with here in 2024. 0-2 with one away. Here's a deal, and that one is upstairs for a ball. Only players who have given up more home runs so far this season have been Adonis Perez with 8 and Casey Anderson with 10, both those two players starting pitchers. 1-2 deal inside, and Diaz having to quickly dodge out of the way of that pitch as he nods his helmet out of the way of it. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. And a 2-run RBI triple from Diaz back in the fourth. This is 1 base hit of the ball game. Ground ball to the third base side is foul. Chaqueta is trying to put a late game rally together here with just 5 outs to go. As you see, with a fly out to begin this inning. 2-2 with 1 away. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And Isaya will stare down Diaz. It's his first strikeout of the ball game, and that strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gian. And with that, that's our 10th strikeout of the ball game, brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. Javi's located in downtown Visalia. 2 outs brings up Sean McClain to the plate. And the deal from Isaya, and that one is low for ball one, 1-0. Playing so far in this bowl game, 0-2. He struck out swinging in the seventh and flew out to center back in the second. And now a swing and a miss makes the count 1-1. Edgar Isaya, in his first year in Visalia, he spent the previous 3 years in the complex league. And pitches inside for ball 2-2-1. 2019 was his first year in the Diamondbacks organization, where he spent it out in the Dominican Summer League, where he was 0-2 with a 4.30 ERA. 22 strikeouts that year. He did struggle with walks with 25, and that pitch is in there for a strike 2-2. His most strikeouts was the 2022 campaign, a year where he had 47 strikeouts and 27 walks. 2-2, 2 down. Here's a pitch from Isaya. Hit up to the left side, and Yonsel Luis will catch it right before hitting the grass, and it's a 3-up, 3-down frame here for Isaya in the bottom of the eighth inning. We head to the final inning here at Lone Mart Field. The Rawhide lead over the Chaquetas, 10-4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cogia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the top of the ninth inning. And leading things off will be Ruben Santana, Modifi Marte, Adrian DeLeon, 6, 7, and 8 for the Rawhide in this ninth inning. And a new pitcher in the ballgame for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. It'll be the fifth arm in the ballgame, and it'll be the right-hander Noah Ruin in the ballgame. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. First pitch on the way to Ruben Santana, and that one goes in there for strike 0-1. Ruin comes in 6'4", 190, a 21-year-old right-hander out of Houston, Texas. Ruin's pitch on the way, the side armor, and that one misses low for ball 1-1. Ruben Santana so far in this ball game, he is 0-2. With a strikeout and a fielder's choice. However, he has gone on base twice in this ball game. Both of them have been walks. One of them he ended up scoring. 1-1 pitch on the outside corners in there for a strike 1-2. Talking about the numbers for Ruin here in 2024, 1-1 with a 4.05 ERA. 24 strikeouts, 15 walks for the right-hander. And Modifi Marte will step on the batter's box or step into the on-deck circle and get ready for the upcoming pitch. Ruin's sidearm deal on the way, and that one's outside for ball 2-2. Last time Ruin was in action, you have to go back to June 28th. That was this past Friday. In a ball game against Lake Elsinore where he went 3 1/3 innings of work, gave up one earned run, and that ball's raced over to the right side where Jaime Del Valle, the first base coach, will have to kind of leap out of the way of that line drive. 2-2 with no outs here to Ruben Santana. And 2-2 deal on the way. Ground ball up the middle. It'll be fielded cleanly. It's a splintered bat. And the underhand toss to first base will be in time. One away. That ground out there makes it 5 straight batters retired by Rancho pitching. And it brings up Modifi Marte to the plate, who last time out, he gave a nice drive into center field for the final out of the sixth. One out pitch on the way to Marte, swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1. The numbers for Noah Ruin in the month of June, 1-0 with a 2.63 ERA. Pitched 13 2/3 innings of work, 12 strikeouts and 4 walks. That month of June has been the best split of his season so far, with the worst coming in May, where he had a 5.79 ERA. Ruin's last outing against Visalia, June 9th, in a ballgame where he went 2 innings of work, gave up 3 hits and 2 earned runs. 0-2 with 1 away, here's the deal, and that one's going to hit Marte in the left knee. And he's going to slowly limp down the first baseline. He appears to be all right as he points over to the Rawhide dugout. And Angel Ortiz may have gotten a nice little giggle out of that one as he's got all smiles on his face in the Rawhide first base dugout. Brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. And so far today, 0-3 with a walk. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. DeLeon batting .221. Slugging percentage of .355. 4 home runs on the season. Noah Ruin will get ready for the deal. Here's his pitch. And that one's right down the middle for a strike. It's now 0-2. For Rancho in the bottom half of the ninth inning will be the top of the order. After Samuel Munoz and Juan Alonso bat, Oswaldo Osorio will bat out of the number 3 spot. Now batter's time out here as Adrian DeLeon will step out of the box. One double play in the ballgame here for Rancho. They've had multiple opportunities to turn two, but they haven't been able to capitalize on them. It was a 6-4-3 DP that got Joe Kelly out of the first inning, and now that pitch is inside for ball one, 1-2. Wyatt Crenshaw waits on deck here for the Hyde. 1-2 pitch on the way. This ball's ripped into left field. Going back to the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. A two-run home run from Adrian DeLeon. He's a second Rawhide player to have five home runs on the season. And Visalia takes an eight-run lead. They lead 12-4 here in the top of the ninth inning. DeLeon turning on an inside pitch and cranking that one off the left field scoreboard here at Lone Martin Field. And if the game wasn't out of reach right there, that might have just put the final nail on things here in this game. Pitch on the way to Wyatt Crenshaw. And that one's upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Good for Visalia's 15th hit of the night. 1-0 with one away. And that pitch is outside for a ball. That home run from Noah Ruin, his first home run since May 2nd against the Modesto Nuts. That was at John Thurman Field. And it's been a Modesto team this year that has hit home runs in bunches. Here's a pitch to Crenshaw. That one's inside for ball three, 3-0. Yancel Luis awaits on deck as he gets ready to step up to the plate for the sixth time tonight. 3-0 pitch on the way. And that one's upstairs, ball four. So Yancel Luis will once again step up to the plate. That walk from Wyatt Crenshaw makes it the eighth walk of the ball game here for Quakes pitching. It's a ball game where Rancho has only struck out two batters. Noah Ruin has one of them. One on pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Yancel Luis, two singles in this ballgame, a stolen base and a run. 0-1 pitch, and that one swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-2. Luis has gone on base three times in this ballgame, two singles, a walk. And I'm looking to make it four right here. His last time out, a single through the right side of the infield with a slight shift going on, and Luis makes it three hits in the ballgame. Rounding second, going over to third, and Wyatt Crenshaw takes advantage on the right side single. And he goes from first to third, runners on the corners here for the Hyde. So Anel Ortiz will look for his fourth hit of the ball game, and now the pitching coach will make his way out to the mound, Ramon Troncoso. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Ortiz gets ready to be the sixth batter of the inning. And Visalia has done that now three times in the ball game. They've had four five-plus batter innings. First time they did that was back in the second. So one out, a runner on first here for Angel Ortiz. And he gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side, 0-1. Ortiz has been very impressive the way he's been able to turned things on really after those first 2 weeks when he arrived in Visalia during that first double homestand against Rancho, then Lake Elsinore. He was batting 091 before going over to Fresno. Ratchet Chansey Park turned things on, led Visalia that week against the Grizzlies. And then since then, he's been a very good offensive productive piece. He's batting at the number two spot. Does have speed, does have pop as well. Not a bad spot in the order to put him. 0-2 pitch on the way to Ortiz, fouled backwards. You got Luis at first, Crenshaw third. Visalia looking for their 17th hit of the night. And the 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one's lifted into right field as well. Retreating backwards is Mesa. He'll have enough room to make the play, but that will score Crenshaw from third. That'll be a sac fly from Angel Ortiz. That'll be his first RBI of the night. And Visalia now leads this ballgame 13-4. One shy of the most runs they've scored in a ball game this season. So Demetrio Crisantes at the plate. Grounds it foul to the left side, and the count is now 0-1. Crisantes, a single and a home run so far in this ball game. Kenny Castillo awaits on deck. Low and one with two-way. Here's the pitch from Ruin. And that one's a breaking ball that misses inside for ball one. 1-1. Rosantes' multi-hit game is now the seventh of the season since joining Visalia back on June 18th. And that pitch is outside for ball two, 2-1. He's had several two-hit games, including a 2 4-hit games, one on June 22nd against Lake Elsinore, and one on June 26th at Inland Empire. Ground ball up the middle. Should end the inning, and the ball is muffed by the shortstop, Sean McClain. And it'll go down as the first Chaqueta's error of the ball game. And Crisantes will get on base and bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Castillo in this ball game, three singles, looking for another four-hit game right here. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 with two down. Kenny in this ball game, a single in the second, third, and sixth. He's also scored two runs in this ballgame along with an RBI. Drew Jones awaits on deck. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Kenny will lift this one into right field. Coming in is Mesa. He'll be underneath it to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Eight batters step up to the plate for Visalia in the ninth inning, and they tack on another two runs thanks to the two-run home run from Adrian DeLeon. And Visalia leads this ballgame 13-4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira Triple Play,
of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it
happen. Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the bottom of the ninth. Samuel Munoz will lead things off. First pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Samuel Munoz, 1. Alonzo Oswaldo Osorio, 8-9-1, due up. Edgar Isaya remains in the ball game. I'm trying to close out this ball game and send it to game 3 of the 6-game series. Vasily looking to split the first two games, make it 1-1. Heading into the 5:45 first pitch tomorrow. They say his pitch outside for ball 1-2. Vasily offense has been clicking here on this road trip. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Edgar Isaya, second strikeout of the ball game. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout. Brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Today's 13-run ball game. It is the fourth time this road trip that Visalia has scored 10 or more runs. So four out of the eight games now that will be at the end of conclusion tonight. And combined 40-plus runs. And that pitch is in there for a strike. It's now 0-2. 0-2 with one down. Edgar Isaya stares down Juan Alonso. Holds at the chest. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball. And Alonso will step out of the box. It was a close pitch. A good take. Counts out 1-2. Ball game closing in on 3 hours old, 2 hours and 50 minutes. Yesterday's ball game, one of the shortest of the years, two hours and 12. The shortest game of the season was against this Rancho team, 2 hours and 3 back in the beginning part of June. One ball, two strikes, one away. Here's a pitch from Edgar Isaya. This one's lifted into right center field. Angel Ortiz will be there for the grab, and there's two down in the inning. Fairly routine play there for the right fielder. That brings Oswaldo Osorio to the plate, who is 0-for-3 in the ballgame with a walk. So down by 9. That'll be the first one to step up with two down. Here's the pitch. Inside ball 1-0. Mesa awaits on deck if Osorio finds a way to get on base. 1-0 pitch from Isaya, and it holds on to that one a bit too long, and that one's going to end up being bounced in. 2-0. Now home plate umpire Tyler Vandewater will take a walk around the track. I don't know if that clipped Vandewater or just a little wake-up call here after 2 hours and 50 minutes long of baseball. Two balls, no strikes, two away to Oswaldo Osorio. The pitch from Isaya fouled off to the left side. The count is now 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. Isaiah from the right side of the slab. Here's his pitch. Outside corner, ball three, 3-1. They got a strikeout to begin the frame. A flyout from Juan Alonso into right. Now Osorio will get ready for the pitch, and that one's outside as well for ball four. So Isaiah loses Osorio on four pitches. It'll be his first walk of the ball game, and just the third walk in general by Rawhide Pitching. And that walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And here comes Jose Mesa to the plate, who is 2-for-4 in the ballgame. A double back in the first, a single in the seventh. You say his pitch on the way, breaking ball just a bit upstairs for ball one, 1-0. You say it will stare down Mesa. The 1-0 deal. And that one's lifted into right center field. Angel Ortiz runs over, and he makes the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Inning over, game over here at Lone Mart Field. And the Rawhide defeat the Rancho Cucamonga Chaquetas. Final score, 13 runs on 8, 16 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they have 4 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. And as a result, Visalia splits the series going into tomorrow's final game here in Rancho Cucamonga. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the totals from today's ball game, and we'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and get you ready for tomorrow's ball game. Visalia 13-4 winners on this Tuesday night. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Tonight was storylined by Joe Kelly making the Major League Rehab start here in Lone Mart Field. And while he pitched five pitches, and that was the end of the ballgame for him. But it would be overcome by Visalia, capturing 13 runs on 16 hits in this ballgame. And we'll start things off in that top of the first inning, where Joe Kelly got a leadoff ground out to Yancel Luis. Then Angel Ortiz decides he wants to go middle-middle. He drives a single right up the middle and drops in front of the center fielder Juan Alonso. And then two pitches later, Demetrio Crisantes grounds into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play, and that is how the first inning came to a conclusion. Bottom of the first inning, it would be similar to the top half of the first inning. A leadoff out. Then Jose Mesa decides he wants to go for a double. And then two straight flyouts and the first inning. Then in the top of the second inning is when Visalia would get their first run of the ball game. A leadoff single from Kenny Castillo, one of his 3 singles in the ball game. And then 3 batters later, it would be a sac fly from Modifi Marte, and Visalia would lead 1-0 at the end of 2. Top of the third inning, Visalia would bring up 9 batters to the plate. They would score 3 runs on 5 hits, including 5 straight hits after a Wyatt Crenshaw strikeout. Yancel Luis had a single, Angel Ortiz a single as well. And then it would go Demetrio Crisantes, Kenny Castillo, and Drew Jones. 3 straight RBIs, and Visalia would lead the ballgame 4-0. And then a little bit later on, Visalia would tack on six runs in the top of the fifth inning. 11 batters would step up to the plate. Visalia, six runs on five hits, two left on base, including a two-run RBI single from Wyatt Crenshaw. And at the end of five, Visalia led the ball game 10-2. Quick math there at the end of five. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, Rancho would find a way to tack on two runs against Penny Otaño, who made his 2024 debut, his second year in Visalia. The last time he was here was back in 2022. Seven batters step up to the plate for Rancho Cucamonga, and they would get two runs on two hits, leave two runners left on base. And then in the top of the ninth inning, Visalia add on a couple of more insurance runs thanks to a two-run home run from Adrian DeLeon that scores Modifi Marte. And then two batters later, Wyatt Crenshaw would come home to score on a sac fly from Angel Ortiz. And then in the bottom of the ninth inning, Edgar Isaya checks back in for the second inning of work, strikes out Munoz, fly out to Juan Alonso. Oswaldo Osorio walks, and then Jose Mesa flies out into right field, and the ball game comes to conclusion. So Visalia, 13 runs, 16 hits, no errors compared to Rancho's four runs on seven hits and one error. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's Game 3 of the six-game series. Visalia captures Game 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Root Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
One final time here at Lone Mart Field on this Tuesday night. The Rawhide defeat the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Final score 13-4. And good news around the California League. After 10 games, Visalia is back in first after Inland Empire is able to rally late. They score four runs in both the in a combined seventh and eighth inning, and they defeat Lake Elsinore. Final score 10-8. So as a result, now Rancho Cucamonga and Lake Elsinore are both 6-5. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they are now 7-4 and find themselves in first place for the second time in 3 days. Meanwhile, at Excite Ballpark, the Stockton Ports defeat the San Jose Giants. Final score 8-5. And then lastly, at John Thurman Field in Modesto, the Nuts defeat the Fresno Grizzlies. Final score 7-3. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in the Complex League. The ACL D-backs have found a way to rally. They currently lead 10-8 in the top of the ninth inning against the A's. And then out at the high A level, the Hillsboro Hops currently have a one-run lead over the Eugene Emeralds. However, they are threatening to score bases loaded and one out in the top of the eighth. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, the Midland Rockhounds defeat the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Final score 5-1. And then at the triple-A level, the Reno Aces currently lead against the Sacramento Rivercats 10-5. Yesterday out in Sacramento, the Aces were three outs away from concluding a no-hitter. They get an out and then a double from Sacramento in the bottom of the ninth inning. And then after that, Reno strikes out the next two batters, and that is how the no-hitter comes to a conclusion. So tough way to lose, but that's the way that baseball is played. And then lastly, out in Chavez Ravine, the L.A. Dodgers and Arizona Diamondbacks are knotted up at four heading into the bottom of the eighth inning. Next up, tomorrow night, it'll be a matchup between Denny Lerondo and the left-handed pitcher Wyatt Crowell. And we will start 45 minutes earlier for a 5:45 first pitch on a Wednesday night from Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. It'll be the final game of the 9-game road trip. 9 straight games on the road will come to conclusion tomorrow night before the Rawhide will pack up their bags and go back to Valley Strong Ballpark for 3 games before they'll get 2 days off. And then they will return back on the road at Excite Ballpark in San Jose for the final road trip before the All-Star break. But once again, it'll be Denny Lerondo versus Wyatt Crowell. A matchup between righties and lefties starting at 5:45. That means we'll be live on the air starting at 5:35 p.m. right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. And something to watch out for tomorrow's ball game, Denny Lerondo on the mound. He's looked good in his last 2 outings. He's gone a minimum of 5 innings in his last 2. He's gone 11 innings of work with 17 punch-outs. So Lerondo looking good in his last 2 outings, one against Inland Empire and one against Lake Elsinore. One final time tonight, Visalia defeats Rancho, final score 13-4. The Rawhide put together 13 runs on 16 hits and no errors. Meanwhile, the Quakes put together 4 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. It took us 2 hours and 49 minutes to play today's ball game in front of a crowd of 1,949 fans that came packed in to see Joe Kelly throw one inning of work. And it'll be another packed house tomorrow as the Quakes get ready for their 4th of July celebration. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. One more time, tomorrow night, a 5:45 first pitch. We'll get started at 5:35 right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Visalia is victorious on this Tuesday night. They even the series 1-1. Until we talk tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.